ourselves.
May I invite you to take your seats and we'll prepare to begin our celebration. Sir, take your seat. Heinrich. If I invite you to stand and turn and face the entryway of the church, we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of our God, who raised Jesus from the dead, be always with you. In the waters of baptism, Dorothy died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May she now share with him eternal glory. And so we place the pall on the casket, if you gentlemen would take the pall to place it over the top. Placing this on is a reminder of the white garment placed at baptism, that when she was first received into the life of Christ.
Please join us in number 563, Be Not Afraid, 563 in the Breaking Bread Book.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die. You shall wander through in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid, I go before you always, come follow me, and I will give you rest. If you pass through raging water, in the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side, know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest.
Good morning. Welcome to our celebration. I welcome you here to St. Benedict's as we gather to remember and give thanks for Dorothy's life and to commend her to God in eternal life. As Susie, if her glasses don't fall anymore and if they're still not broken, if you would be seated as Susie comes up to share with us reflection and remembrance from her mom's life. And for those who are coming in, just come on in. We're promoting everybody bringing up first class this morning. Don't worry about economy class. Just move on up, and we'd be glad to have you seated. They're looking for you to be on this side, apparently, right over here. Susie, if you'll hold the phone for a moment there, because we want them seated so that there are no distractions for you. There, okay. All righty. Want everybody to be able to find a place to be seated. You're thinking to yourselves, we still have to go around. Okay, come on. Take a seat, draw a breath, breathe deeply. Susie, you're on.
All right, well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, our mom, she just was a woman of strong faith. All of the family knows that. And so we know exactly where she is right now. And she's just in glorious joy, and so that's what we'll have. I just, from the family, want to thank all of you for coming to join us today to, sorry about that, just to remember and to honor and to celebrate our mom. So, okay, I'm Susie. I'm number 5 child of the 6. Dorothy Ann Wise Rankins, born January 16, 1926, and she entered into new life by the grace of God. And while my brother was holding her sweet hand on April 15th of 2025. So I'm just going to read this eulogy, and I'm going to add a little few things if my brain will allow me to do this. So Dorothy was born in Circle, Montana. She was the 5th of 9 children. I was just realizing she was number 5 and I was number 5. That makes me special. She was born to Cy and Emma Wise. Her siblings are George, married to Margaret, or married to Gert, Marge, married to Johnny, Bernie, married to Jaime, Jack, married to Alice, Bud, married to Alma, Happy, married to Carol, Little Biddy, and then Mary, married to Dick. And they were a tight, very, very amazing family, again, a family of great faith, all of them. Their mother really instilled in them a great faith. And it certainly continued with my mom. She was a woman of prayer. She was the best prayer warrior I ever knew. I could call her about anything, and then we would pray, or I knew she would always be praying. She was always praying for us when we came home from dates and with all her cold cream on her face, and kiss me on the cheek, then she'd finish her night prayers. So Mom met her sweetheart, boyfriend, husband, as she loved to call him, Clarence, on the beach of Fort Lawton. That's in Magnolia. It's Discovery Park now. They married December 2nd, 1942. I wanted to say a few things about Mom before I got to that point. I wanted to say that Mom was born in Circle, Montana. She was there until she was about 4 years old. Then they went to Whidbey Island to a chicken ranch, where she and her brother killed just about half the chickens, teaching them, the little babies, how to drink water. She used to love to tell us that story. Probably some of the kids remember that story. Anyhow, from Whidbey Island, they went to West Seattle for a little while in the family home that was there that Ed and Carrie were in for years and years. And then they went to Pleasant Valley, which became known Magnolia, and here in Seattle. And then that is where Fort Lawton is. And then God brought our dad all the way from Wisconsin, and Mom and Dad met on that beach. So they were married for 82 years this past December. They moved to the Green Lake neighborhood over 75 years ago and became very, very active parishioners here, St. Ben's. After raising their 6 children, Donna, Sherry, Sandy, Eddie, me, Tommy, after raising all of us, my mom then went back to school, and she got her associate's degree from North Seattle Community College. And she was a dietitian assistant, excuse me. I got caught in mouth. So after receiving her degree, she then worked at the Hearthstone for several years. And it's the Hearthstone is where she also had the last 9 years of her life. And they just took very precious, loving care of her. And we are really thankful for them. Mom was a natural nurse. She took care of her mother for 10 years. And then after caring for her mother, she became involved in the caregiving community. She and I together, actually, and we cared for several patients privately in their homes. And then Mom finally retired, as Dad finally retired at the age of 75. But then they always did lots of traveling. They would take off for the summer and go across the countryside and over to the East Coast, all the way to Washington, D.C. once. I'm sorry, my brain is just a little bit. But anyhow, so I just wanted to say that I think my mother's greatest legacy, and I think that she would say this as well, is her children. She was an amazing mom, and she and Dad together gave us the greatest foundation. They made sure that we knew Jesus Christ, that we also then could take our own path in that. They didn't try to force guiding us in any way, but they made sure that we knew. Mom was so spirit-filled. She and Dad both were very involved in Crisio through the Catholic Church. And so I believe that giving us this very solid foundation, and then just her being an incredible example to her children, her grandchildren, and she even has great-grandchildren, of course, and one great-great-grandchild in Arizona. So, just amen. I mean, Mom is now eternally in a place of peace, and we are just thankful that all of you are here. So,
let us stand for our opening prayer. O God, who through the ending of present things open up the beginning of things to come, grant, we pray, that the soul of your servant Dorothy may be led by you to attain the inheritance of eternal redemption. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings of the Word of God, and Donna will have the first reading for us.
A reading from the book of Revelations. I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye, and there shall no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away." The one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give a gift from the spring of life-giving water. The victor will inherit these gifts, and I shall be his God, and he shall be my son." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And Carrie will have the responsorial psalm for us.
The responsorial psalm. The response is, with the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
With the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication.
With the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
If you, O Lord, mark inequities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered.
With the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord.
With the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
For with the Lord, there is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all their inequities.
With the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption. And Susie will come back for the second reading.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. This then is what I pray, kneeling before the Father, from whom every fatherhood in heaven or on earth takes its name. In the abundance of his glory, may he, through his Spirit, enable you to grow firm in power with regard to your inner self, so that Christ may live in your hearts through faith, and then planted in love and built on love with all God's holy people, you will have the strength to grasp the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, so that, knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond knowledge, you may be filled with the utter fullness of God. Glory be to him whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory be to him from generation to generation, in the church and in Jesus Christ, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, will never die. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, I say this to you who are listening. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who treat you badly. To anyone who slaps you on one cheek, present the other cheek as well. To anyone who takes your cloak from you, do not refuse your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and do not ask for your property back from someone who takes it. Treat others as you would like people to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit can you expect? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit can you expect? For even sinners do as much. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to get money back, what credit can you expect? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. Instead, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend without any hope of return. You will have a great reward, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate as your Heavenly Father is compassionate. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. That gospel is a very high bar. Very high bar. Is it any wonder that she prayed a lot of hours of her life and had to live to 99 to be able to even approach the bar that that gospel sets? January 16, 1926, Circle, Montana. She has to be the most notable person that ever came out of Circle, Montana. Who has ever lived to 99? Unless there's a pattern that I don't know about in that little place of Circle, Montana. Was anybody around 99 years ago? Oh my gosh, Clarence. But you weren't in Circle, Montana. But you were in this world for 99. Now, the remarkable thing about this is, I think the higher percentage of husbands die before their wives in this journey of life. And I'm wondering how you managed to outlive her and to attain 100 and still be driving your own car. And that driver's license still works. I just can't imagine. So what I want to know, Clarence, is which was it that helped you to outlive her? The fact that she was such a good athlete, especially like baseball, you had to really move to keep up with her, to catch up and get her to say yes when you proposed, given that she was such an athlete. Or would it have been when she became a dietitian in later life that she told you what you were going to eat if you were going to live to outlive her like this? You know, actually, Clarence, there's one mystery that I'd like to hear solved today, because I don't know if anybody knows the answer to this except you. That day, meeting her at Fort Lawton at the beach, when you managed to finagle driving her home, and of course in those days, men were very honorable if they drove somebody home, and they dropped him off and went back home. But somehow, her beach towel was still in the car. And so the question that is unresolved is, did she forget it in her excitement, or did you hide that towel? Because you had to drive the next day to bring that towel back. Will we ever know the answer to that mystery? No, no. Darn it. There's one more thing, mystery in life, that we just don't know the answer to. So when I think of these many years, 99 plus years, I think of that line from the song, "It's a long and winding road." But when I used to hear that song originally, I thought of the long and winding road as something interminable and very tough and difficult and sometimes lonely or whatever else. But I don't think that that was her life. I think that, for one thing, the the prayer life that she had, very significantly summed up in these readings, wonderfully selected, and most especially that second reading of continuing to pray for all those in her life, right down to the later stages, while she was moving into her final days, praying for Clarence, praying for her family, praying for the people that she wanted to remember. That there's no doubt that those readings would suggest that if we have that kind of a relationship with God, it's going to take us a long way in life. It's going to lighten the journey for us. And it could make us a jokester, because she was a bit of a jokester, as I learned too, in that journey in life. And it wasn't just all that tea that she drank, but that prayer life that she had that sustained her through the journey of life. I think that in sitting by, as Susie talked about, sitting by that kitchen table in the evening with Pond's cold cream on her face and continuing to say her prayers, those are the kind of prayers I think that caused Eddie to say, that probably helped why I'm still around in life. Or praying up to midnight that Susie would actually come back into the house even by midnight. Because with that front door locked, it had to be a tap of the... Oh, sorry, Dorothy. It had to be a tap on the window for her to get up and open that door. I didn't get to hear if any things were said to Susie about coming in that later. This is why we gave Susie two tasks today. The eulogy and the second reading as to why it is that this... Now, I really want to go back to those readings and consider what it really said. And by the way, that wonderful picture in the front here shows the effect of what Pond's cold cream can keep your skin to those later years of life. That I think with her spirituality and her prayer life, family would say that she was like a living saint who had a direct line to heaven. I think I would also put it in the context of that first reading, the Revelation, John's vision of a new heaven and a new earth. Because a prayer life like Dorothy's connects us to a vision of what life can really be at its best, a vision of a new earth, a different way of living, a life that in the midst of the challenges, the difficulties, the setbacks, whatever all it is, that connection with God can help us to live, as the saying goes, angels fly because they take themselves lightly. A prayer life helps us to move lightly through life, helps us to fly, even in the midst of the challenges and the difficulties. And then secondly, that the gospel, as I mentioned, that high bar of the gospel, to be able to love above and beyond, love one's enemies, to forgive, to live with a light heart. Certainly one would have to have a prayer life to meet that bar of the gospel. But then I think that second reading that really sums it up, kneeling before the Father, well, sitting with the cold cream, but praying to the Father, for whom every family in heaven and earth takes its name. That's one of the lines that I always have in my prayer on a daily basis, that my family, that all of our families would be before the Father, that we've taken our name from the God who has given us life, and that in the abundance of his glory and through his Spirit enable us to grow firm in power with regard to your inner self. That, to me, is the strength of her life, expressed beautifully in that passage from the Ephesians. And as it goes on to talk about that God's holy people, that you will have the strength to grasp the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of the life that God offers. In other words, a prayer connection with God expands our hearts It opens our hearts wider than we would otherwise be able to do. It lets in people to our lives. It loves above and beyond, which is why it would explain that gospel. And that beautiful Psalm 103, that with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord, my soul trusts in his word. One of the most important qualities of our lives and the journey of life is to be able to establish trust. And there are a lot of things that can break trust in our lives and in our relationships. And the only thing that can sustain or mend our hearts in broken trust is that kind of connection with God, who has placed within us the ability to love, the ability to forgive, the ability to trust, to walk with hope. And our late Pope Francis had established this year as a jubilee year of hope for us as God's people to learn to walk with hope in a time in which our world, our lives have gotten fractured and separated and divided and hostility and all kinds of stuff. How do we move through it with the virtue of hope and the trust that that engenders in us? It truly is a blessing today to join with you and remember Dorothy's life and the qualities and the wonderful things that you hold in remembrance. On Thursday night, I was, as I often do from here, walk around Green Lake, and I get over to the sidewalks towards near where Heartstone is. And as I passed by this time, it took on a new significance because I stopped and thought, this is where Dorothy lived. And I just took a moment to say a prayer and commend her to God as we prepared for today to remember her and to give thanks to God for the blessing and the gift of her life these many years, a life that in her later years, that she really shone as a caregiver, that it just seemed to be the natural blessing of her heart to be a caregiving person and to be able to take care, to give with loving care to others. I think also that in her life there was that wonderful singing voice. I found out that she could actually yodel. Now, that's a challenge to that. And I think that at the reception afterwards, which of you two daughters are going to be giving the reflections afterwards? The two of you sitting to get near one another there. So I take it that you'll give a little yodeling exhibition just in remembrance of her. Maybe that was when she was praying late at night for those who weren't still in, that it got to yodeling to say, God, can you hear me? Would you bring her on, bring them on home for anybody who's not in yet at this time? So with you, God, thank you for the blessing and gift of her life. And thank you for that final remembrance at the birthday gathering when she and Clarence sat together and were seen to be whispering, and even a little kiss passed here and there through them as that love of their hearts these many years. 82 years, Clarence, of married life. How do you put up with somebody? Now, let me put it a different way. I'm close to 78. I can hardly put up with myself. How do you manage to? Again, grace and prayer, the blessing of God, the wonderful gift of love when we cultivate and grow into it, that it sustains through our lives. And it's a wonderful reflection, a reminder for us that God's love for us never stops. It's always reaching out to draw us in, to draw our hearts to himself, who has loved us into life, who in his great love will sustain us through life, and in his ultimate love will welcome us home to the fullness of eternal life. And I would finish by just rephrasing the last verse of the first reading from Revelation. The victor will inherit these gifts. And the reading said, "And I shall be his God, and he will be my son." And I want to say, God saying, "I will be her God, and she is my daughter." And we pray a daughter in the fullness of eternal life with God. Amen. And for our prayers of intercession as we stand, Carolyn and Kathleen, if you would come forward to lead us in the prayers of intercession. That as we now stand and offer our prayers to God on behalf of Dorothy, oh my goodness, I told you not, the shoe actually came apart. Where's Dorothy when we need her? By the way, no shoes, no service. Come on up. Wow, I told you not to put those high heels on today. Let me start the introductory prayer again as you find your spot right there. Okay. This will be remembered for a long time, let me tell you. So we offer our prayers to God on behalf of Dorothy. God has given us promises in the Word of Scripture. And we turn to God, our Heavenly Father, and we respond to each of the prayer intercessions as we say, "Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer."
That all members of the Christian Church remember death not as an end, but as a new beginning into everlasting life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May Clarence, Dad, Grandpa, our friend, uncle, be comforted in the knowledge that he and Dorothy will be united again in everlasting eternity. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As baptism celebrated Dorothy's entry into the Christian community, so today we celebrate her arrival into the kingdom of heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Dorothy, as well as her deceased loved ones, Kelleen, Troy, and Ron, her parents, siblings, and friends, that they may be rewarded for their hope and trust in Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us here present may one day enjoy an eternal life along with Dorothy and all the saints. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May God bless those who cared for Dorothy, including her doctors, nurses, caregivers, and all her family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May all of Clarence and Dorothy's children and their families be strengthened in their faith and comforted by Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who are gathered here today to remember Dorothy, support one another in love and prayer, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. O God, we affirm our faith and our hope in the resurrection of your Son. Comforted by your grace and your promise of eternal life, we offer you our prayers on this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated at this time, and could you go safely down the stairs without shoes?
Our song for the preparation of gifts is Prayer of St. Francis, number 510, the Prayer of St. Francis.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. O Master, grant that I may never see much to be consoled as to console all, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in part in need we are part, giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Amen. Look favorably on our offerings, O Lord, so that your departed servant Dorothy may be taken up into the glory of your Son, in whose great mystery of love we are all united through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our joy and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the salvation of the world, the life of the human race, the resurrection of the dead. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
At this time, we generally kneel. If this is not your form of prayer, feel free to be seated if you prefer. You're indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we've brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the night that he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, Saint Benedict, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Archbishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of your family, whom you've summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant Dorothy, whom you've called from this world to yourself. Grant that she who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To our departed loved ones and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all the ages and praise you without end through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. It is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
I invite you to stand as we join in praying In the words Jesus has left us to pray as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom, the power. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. At this time, we just simply turn to those around us to offer a sign of the peace of Christ, wishing that they could have Christ's peace in their hearts. May the peace of Christ be in all of your hearts.
On New Day, quitolis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. On New Day, quitolis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. On New Day, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pace.
Once again, at this time, we generally kneel, but if it's not your way of worship, please feel free to be seated if you prefer. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At this time for us as Catholics, this is our most preciously wonderful part of the Mass in which we receive the body and blood of Christ. Again, if this is not your tradition and what you're used to doing or ever prepared to do, you're welcome, if you wish, to come up and simply cross your hands for a blessing, or feel free to remain in your pew. As a priest, I can generally tell if you're somebody who's used to this or not. So no matter what you do, I will most likely say, well, let me give you a blessing and so forth. But just to be prepared and ready for that. So let's just have these moments of quiet in terms of preparing our hearts for the presence of Christ through Eucharist.
Our song for communion is number 565, On Eagle's Wings, 565.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life, say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock, in whom I trust, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. The snare of the fowler will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wing or refuge, his faithfulness our shield, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Though thousands fall about you, near you it shall not come. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. For to his angels he's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand, and hold you in the palm of his hand.
Let us stand for our final prayers. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that your servant Dorothy, for whom we've celebrated this Paschal Sacrament, may pass over to a dwelling place of light and peace through Christ our Lord. Amen. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Dorothy, and we come to this time of farewell. There's sadness in parting in this life, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see her again and enjoy her friendship in eternal life. Although this gathering disperses in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of God's kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in our faith in Jesus Christ. Saints of God, come to her aid. Come to meet her, angels of the Lord. Receive her soul and present her to God the Most High. Receive her soul and present her to God the Most High. Just twice more. May Christ, who called you, take you to himself. May angels lead you to Abraham's side. Receive her soul and present her to God the Most High. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. Receive her soul and present her to God the Most High. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend Dorothy in the sure and certain hope that together with all who've died in Christ, that she will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings that you bestowed on her in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith, until we all meet in Christ and are with you and our loved ones, we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always with you.
May the sun shine on you always, till we meet again. May the rain fall softly on you.
You can hang that back up there again where it was.
May the hand of God uphold you. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always with you. May the sun shine on you always, till we meet again.
May the angels lead you to paradise. May the martyrs come to welcome you and take you to the holy city, the new and eternal Jerusalem. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me, even though that person die, they shall live. For I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die, for I am the resurrection and the life." As we prepare for our recessional song, just to mention that the reception will be over in the parish offices diagonally across the street. There'll be a little slide presentation and some further commentary. There might be Cambridge tea served. I think, was that her tea? Was it?
Constant Cup,
but I thought it was Cambridge. But however, tea, Cambridge tea is served. And for those who would sign up or wait in line, Clarence will drive you around the block just to prove that at 100, his driver's license is still. So for anybody who would like to join him, we'll see if there'll be a sign-up sign. We're thinking not. No, not you. Okay, all righty. So, for our final song.
Our final closing song is number 571, Amazing Grace, number 571.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life is. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me. When we've been here 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days
to sing God's praise, that when we'd first